Before the flashlight walk began, the family and friends of Abigail Hernandez spoke to the hundreds of people who had gathered. Nicole LaRouche is one of Hernandez's close friends.
Abby is one of the most amazing people I know. She changed me a lot as a person. Everybody knows that person who will always make you smile, and that is Abby. Everyone that she meets, they always remember her. She's a ball of happiness. We're all aching for her to be here. No one has lost hope, and no one ever will. And we will keep looking until she is brought home.
The crowd, most with flashlights, some with candles, then went off together in the dark, past the old Victorian train station, across the tracks, and down over the wide grassy ways of the North Conway golf course, and soon became like a long strand of Christmas lights being drawn away along a river. Paul Kirsch of the White Mountain Milers organized the vigil.
I mean, there are so many theories and things because it's unknown, and I mean, you have someone who just dropped off the face of the earth. You know, one of the most important things is that people kind of keep their eyes and ears open and reevaluate everything they remember from that day if they were near or anywhere near the area between Kennett High School and her house. And somebody somewhere is going to have something. I mean, people don't just disappear into thin air.
Brian Ames, carrying a lit candle in one hand, is one of the many who have searched for Hernandez.
Everybody's worried about her. Don't know if she got kidnapped or not, you know. Have no idea. I didn't know her. And I'm on a local fire department. I was out there searching for her for 2 days. And we found nothing. But they're still out there. Hopefully that she'll come home.
Until now, Abigail's mother, Xenia Hernandez, has shied away from reporters, except to issue pre-written statements. English is her second language, and she's been advised not to talk to the press. But she feels so strongly, like Paul Kirsch, that someone has valuable information about her daughter that she agreed to speak.
We've been up and down. Sometimes we're very, very down, and sometimes we're very hopeful and very optimistic. A week ago, actually, I was just devastated. But we are very hopeful, and as much as there's technology and everything else, we really rely on individuals and people and what they see. And there's somebody who either saw something that they just don't think it's important, and that's why they're not reporting it, or maybe somebody saw something and they're afraid. But I do want to say that I do not feel that I'd be left voluntarily. I do not.
17-year-old Jess Taylor says Hernandez's disappearance has deeply affected the students at Kennett High.
I mean, for the first week or so, it was very we were all very quiet and nobody wanted to talk about it because we were all sad. But now it's just where is she? We need to find, it's more of an anxiety thing. I've been shaking all night. It's just more of a, we need to find her. We want to find her. We want to know what's happened. We're all very heavy-hearted, and it's a thick sadness. You can almost feel it throughout the school. Nobody's really the same as they were before, and we really just want her to come home. We want there to be some big announcement during the day that they found Abby.
With the guitar strung over his shoulder, Parrish Daw Chadwick says that he and some friends are going to go off into the woods after the vigil to sing some songs and talk about their missing friend.
I know it's a bit of a cliche at this point, but she was my best friend, and every time I go home now, I said I learned 18 for her on piano. Every time I'm at home now and I'm on my piano, that's the first song I play at this point, because I just want to be able to just play for her one more time, and it just kind of reminds me that she's out there somewhere.
Abby Hernandez has long brown hair, brown eyes, and a light olive complexion. In photos, she wears a Mona Lisa-like smile and looks taller than her 5'4" frame. She turned 15 on October 13th, 4 days after she was last seen. Anyone with any information should call 1-800-CALL-FBI. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.